All right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, welcome to Times Square.
Oh.
If we can make it here, we can make it anywhere.
Hey. Oh, look, there's Madame Tussauds.
Is that on Times Square?
It's a Times Square thing.
Huh. No, I came here because I wanted to eat at an Applebee's. And right near the Applebee's, I was curious, there's an M&M store.
Yeah. Which is a little weird because you can get M&M's everywhere.
I mean, this is where they make them, so they're going to be fresh.
Yeah. Right from the line.
Yeah.
You can't live until you have M&M from the line.
Seems like blasphemy, but did you know you can get custom M&M's?
Mm-hmm. They're like oftentimes used as wedding favors.
Yeah.
So like instead of M&M on the front of it, it'll say like Kirsten and Eden.
K&A. So I placed an order ahead, but instead of getting like little words on there, I just got different letters.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured we could use that to randomize.
Roll the bones. Like Scrabble tiles that you can eat.
Yeah.
So and not get hurt.
I mean,
because I you smear some peanut butter on a Scrabble tile. That's been eaten. Yeah.
It far exceeds your recommended daily dosage of cellulose.
Of Q. Of Q U. They should make a differentiation between something that's good eaten and good digestion.
There is,
you know, good digestion is an entirely different thing.
That's a reason why the word like edible is different than eatable.
Yeah.
I can eat lots of stuff.
Yeah, and will and can and have.
There was and live and laugh and love. There was that French guy who ate a bicycle piece by piece.
Yeah.
Apparently the chain was the tastiest part.
Yeah. And but again, tasty versus digestible.
True. Yeah. Anyway. So did curbside on my pickup order here. We are in a pandemic. Also, I did not want to find sounds for the inside of the M&M store.
No, I don't. I mean, I imagine like dun 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 dun.
just powerhouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to reach into this bag and grab out a handful and see what this will spell. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cast the bones.
Yes. Let's see here. And it says M&M's Kart Racer.
Mm.
It's a fucking advertisement, Gary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah.
One and all.
I did it. I did it. Was me right or was me wrong?
I had that song stuck in my head the other day.
Gross.
I know, right?
Wretched song. Yeah. Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abdo Suffering. We're one more good day away from saying, fuck it, let's do a cutthroat kitchen show on the network.
Yeah.
My cutthroating has cut down a little bit. A
little bit, yeah. I watched the entire... They don't have season one on Hulu.
Oh.
So there's a whole season of Cutthroat Kitchen that I haven't seen because buying a reality show on a storefront seems wild to me.
No, it's not the kind of thing you pay for.
No.
It's worth something, but it's not worth that.
I'm just like, oh, I'm going to go back and watch this again. You know, probably, but
maybe.
Yeah.
Long enough timeline.
But this week, this is a Gary pick. Mm-hmm. You went to the snack food. Well, we're talking about M&M's Kart Racer or M&M's Kart Racing.
Yeah. A lot of times when I'm looking for games to do for this, I look up, games based on movies, games based on TV shows, games based on, adver games.
Yeah. And adver games are almost always for food.
Yeah. And I know that's a real safe spot in between when we were going to record this last week.
Yeah.
In between there, I have another pick that I wanted to do that it would make a very different kind of episode, but I didn't learn about that until after this.
Yes. Is that the one that we talked about on Slack?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a really bad card game.
This is extremely bad. This was made for both the Wii and the DS. The DS version is better, but only slightly. The Wii version is the simplest, slowest, most babyish kart racer I've ever played.
With the needing to use the tilt controls.
Yes. No options to use buttons. Yeah.
That's a crime. Not only is it really, really slow and baby, so no items. This is Final Destination. but it constantly is telling you that you're going fast when you're not. and that's an old racing game trick. Like, you'll be racing and it doesn't seem like you're moving very fast. You look down at your speedometer and it's like 220 miles per hour.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? The way this one works is when you get going up to speed, and it's still very pokey, a voice says you're approaching the sound barrier. You are not.
It's farting on me and telling me it's a windstorm.
Yeah, it is. You are going incredibly slowly.
Yeah.
And they want you to. These track designs have so many like curves, like sharp corners.
Mm-hmm.
You can never see. It's like they were made to stop you from like draw distance, to stop showing off the shitty draw distance.
Yeah.
You're always facing a wall. It's kind of like playing a kart racing game through a haunted house.
Oh, that's like a good way to put it.
Like, you know how that's always like lots of small, tight turns and short straightaways?
Yeah.
Like, there are no straightaways in this.
No.
At least not in the first level. It opens up a little bit in the second level, but.
But they end up being like that. And, you know, the fact that it's entirely done with the tilt controls, that also feels like a little bit like, well, we need to design this so that people need to like make exaggerated swings back and forth. Like they're, mm-hmm. you know, miming driving a car in improv class.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is not how you drive. That's right. How you die.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big drivist, but I know that you barely have to turn that wheel.
Yeah. If you turn the wheel that much, you would flip over. You would jackknife. Yeah. You would kill thousands.
Turn around.
or that. Anywhere between those two possibilities.
Yeah. Thousands or none would die.
Yeah. Might even save some lives if you turn around.
Yeah. Yeah. What if you're gonna barrel into a bunch of people on a track?
Yeah.
You know? I wanted an opportunity to talk about how weird and bad it is that we live in a world where the M&Ms are characters.
It's one of the rare things. There are characters associated with junk foods. I'm thinking of the Keebler elves, you know, I'm thinking of, the perverts.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Living up in trees.
Yeah, panty sniffing shits. Yeah. There's no way those guys aren't just digging through every hamper they find. Oh. Have you seen those guys?
I mean, they're elves, so they at least have a line to somebody who's seen every cock on the planet.
Well, and there's the old one, and then he has an array of artful sniffers who work for him, just orphan kids who he's raised to sniff panties left and right.
And bring back word so you can so we can add the description to the book.
Describe it slowly. You know? Just
you got also in the elfin realm, man, lots of elves. You got snap crackle and pop,
sure, you know?
But yeah, they're
Pop-Tart's
not
goblin.
The pop. Yeah, but like, you know, M&Ms has taken the actual things, the actual candies, and anthropomorphized them, personified them, and at least put the main ones out enough that they, like, you just know the characterization. At least I do. Like, if you said to me, oh, that guy's a real yellow M&M, I would know what you meant.
It's an ever expanding universe.
It is.
It's like people complain about the MCU constantly.
Yeah.
It's basically the only thing Twitter does. But like, what about the M&MCU? Which are all these fuckers.
Yeah. They added a new color and they added a new character.
That's they continually do.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and they, you know, like some of them represent several, like the orange one is both the caramel ones and the pretzel ones, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're really weird. If you go to the wiki, the MMSfandom.wiki, and you learn about these characters, this is all, there's beautiful stuff here.
Oh, yeah. No, this is the reason to do the episode.
There's all kinds of anthropological details that are really rich, such as like when they're describing their physical characteristics, they have a category for shell and a category for skin.
So that's the thing. I think that that is, so the arms are a different color than the body. Almost always they are the arms and legs are some kind of flesh tone, but there have also been, episodes, God damn it, Gary, episodes. Mm-hmm. Why am I saying that? It's not content. It's advertisement. Mm-hmm. There have been commercials like where the red M&M and the yellow M&M like accidentally spot the green M&M sunbathing. And by sunbathing, it's her without the candy shell on. And she's like laying there with a, like a reflector on her. So there is something about the shell that is kind of their skin, but also implied to be the clothing, because seeing her without the shell is kind of seeing her naked.
Yes. And obviously this caused the big controversy recently when they desexified the green M&M, which and led to my friend Derek sending me that picture of the naked M&M lady with very biologically correct, you know, extremely.
Did you forward that to me?
Oh, I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
If you want to see like a hairless and really well observed M&M pussy, that's the way to do it.
M&M-ussy?
I don't know. Yeah. It's very accurate to this. And you get kind of like a Smurf thing. I mean, there is the green M&M who's the main young lady one.
The main lady?
There's also Mrs. Brown.
Yeah, Miss Brown.
Miss Brown. Yeah, yeah. There are a couple of different lady M&Ms, but not very many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Miss Brown is not very popular. It's mostly a Smurfette situation.
Yes. Yeah. Miss Brown, voiced by Vanessa Williams. The voice cast on these is fucking star-studded. J.K. Simmons voices the yellow M&M. Yeah. And I mean, this is only like a cartoon thing, but Billy West voices the red M&M.
The pink M&M is Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. That's what it is.
It's fucked. There ought to be a law.
Orange M&M species pretzel / crispy.
Pretzel / crispy / caramel, because that's the one they kill. That's the one they kill by ripping him apart.
Fuck him up real good. Yeah. He's gotta go.
Go ahead.
If I'm gonna sit down and watch a movie, nothing makes me angrier than like the little fake M&M commercials. They're my least favorite commercials they show before movies.
Oh yeah.
I hate them.
They're just these little psychodramas for these things. What are they? I don't know. It's also hard to tell how much of this wiki is jokes, because the pink M&M, so they've got gender demigirl, probably is what they say. That seems like a shitty like Chan joke kind of thing. Then you get over to like the orange M&M, who's, you know, a newer addition. I don't know that I've seen very many commercials with him, but it seems like his kind of thing is he's neurotic. Is that you've seen more of these than me. Is that orange M&M's thing?
Yeah. Orange M&M's real nervous. He's one of several nervous.
Yeah.
M&Ms. So it's like confident red, you know, and Mrs. Brown, both confident M&M's. Miss Green is the hottest piece of ass.
Yeah.
You have ever seen in your fucking life. Yellow is an idiot and blue is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you can tell blue. I was just going to put an image here for you in the Slack.
Okay.
This image shows up on the blue M&M's wiki page. describe that for the audience.
Okay. What we have is a tattoo on what appears to be, that's a sleeve there. So that's an upper arm, I think.
Or short shorts. Cause it's at the tattooing table.
Oh,
so this could be, he pulled up his shorts and this is his
this
thigh.
This is a thigh. If that's a thigh, that is a fucking gigantic tattoo.
It's incredible. If it's a fucking thigh, I choose to believe that because it's really amazing.
Yeah. So it's, what if the blue M&M, was mm-hmm. actually the rapper, M&M, or as New Zealanders would say, Eminem. M&M. Yeah, it's just so but the body of the M&M is just M&M's head. His skin is blue, but he's got the little, you know, the little M&M arms and legs sticking out. He's got a mic in one hand and he's wearing a beanie that has an M on it. So it's M&M as the blue M&M.
It's one of the, like, my initial instinct to say, who is this for? But the answer is that guy. Because somebody had it committed to skin.
Yeah.
You know, like, is there anybody else like that? Like, if this person meets somebody else with that tattoo, are there two people who are more genetically predestined to love each other?
I mean, in a way, it's the perfect, you know, Cinderella golden slipper kind of thing. I presume it's a he. But the person who did this, like, just established the most specific test. That is the glass slipper. And whoever says, oh my God, that's the best thing I've ever seen, it's meant to be.
I love the idea of when I see a tattoo like this and in my head being like, okay, you know, I'm a partner now. I'm very in love with my girlfriend. If I were still dating and the date's going well and you pull up somebody's skirt, because you're grabbing their thigh and this is slowly revealed from the bottom up, like what that feels like, you know?
Yeah.
Like feet. Okay. Right. Microphone. Okay.
Okay.
Chin. Oh, there's a guy.
That's a blue chin. Huh?
No, is this a Blue Man Group thing or is this like a,
Oh, that's quite clearly Mr. Mathers.
Yeah. Oh, and he's an M. Okay.
Oh, all right. Now, in reality, like, it, eyes on the prize, right? We're gonna have this conversation later, you know? Like,
yeah,
this isn't a fucking Curb episode where, like, suddenly this becomes
yeah, it's a Seinfeld, but it is a thing where, for long term, like, I feel like it's the kind of tattoo where you could be like, what does this say about a person?
Yeah,
when it's not that it's jokey. Like, I like a jokey tattoo.
Yeah.
It's just a real specific, like, playing in the mud in terms of a joke.
It's
not like uncovering a swastika. You know, it's not the Confederate flag, like an M&M hoisting the Confederate flag over a bunch of Union soldiers, which would also be really confusing and off-putting. You know? Calvin pissing on some M&Ms.
To what end, Calvin?
Calvin, don't ruin those.
Calvin, those were for everybody.
Imagination's great. Oh, shit, he is.
Yeah. Oh man. But yeah, the M&M. I don't know. It's hard, right? Because you can ask that person, "What does this mean to you?"
Yep.
But that is very different than the that is only one part of the answer to the question that is more salient, which is, what does this say about you?
Yeah. and it's not for that person to say.
No.
Whatever the person who has this tattoo thinks this says about them, they're not trustworthy in that respect. You need to get an impartial observer. Like, you have to call in a judge.
It seems like the kind of tattoo that is, like, specifically there to be deployed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it is there, like, for him to say, do you want to see my M&M tattoo? And you're like, okay, sure. And he lifts it up and like, ha, I'm in it both ways. Like, this is meant to be, like, pulled out at a bar or at a barbecue, and that's about it, for, like, a single purpose joke as an icebreaker almost.
It's so wild because it's the kind of joke I wouldn't wear as a t-shirt. You know, permanently onto skin. The kind of joke that some religions would say keeps you out of heaven. You know, it's that level of commitment.
Yeah. Like, if I commit to this joke, I will never be able to go into a traditional Japanese spa.
Yeah. Like, what would Pascal have to say about this joke? You know, what kind of wager is this?
Yeah. You know, will this bring me enough reward in the material world, in this life, to forego my eternal reward?
Yeah. And you can't imagine being in God's house with many rooms, like sitting next to God and him just being like, even like, hey, man,
what if it's the one tattoo you can get? What if it's the one tattoo you can get? Like, he thinks it's fucking hilarious.
It'd be amazing. Like, you're just like, hey, he's like, do you have any tattoos? And you're like, yeah, check this out.
I got
bro.
A tattoo of Eminem. He like, means it both ways.
He means the rapper. What the? And then immediately, like, you ascend, like, you grow all these extra eyes and wings.
Oh, yeah. You're promoted. Like, that was the test.
He was
looking for a successor.
Yeah, this is the glass slipper, not just for his lover, but also for his lord.
Yeah. No, I think this guy has it figured out.
Yeah.
And
good on him.
Who am I kidding? It's a guy.
there's literally no way.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a, an absolute, thought experiment.
Yeah.
To think that I would like be rubbing my hand up a thigh of a lady who has this tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, ladies don't do this dumb shit in a general sense.
Yeah. A dude, let's say it's a dude, only a dude of any gender would get this.
Yes. But yeah. It's yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Disentangling the concept of dudeness from any other.
You can, yeah.
Lots of kind of dudes.
There's cool things on this wiki that you can learn.
Mm-hmm.
So the it makes a differentiation between anthropomorphic candies and spokes candies.
Yes.
Spokes candies are the M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
And we got green, brown, blue, red, yellow, orange, and pink.
Yes.
And then the other one, the anthropomorphic candies, that's where you get the caramel piece guy, the pretzel guy, the popcorn guy, and then chocolate bar.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's Phil Hartman? Fuck everything.
Yep. Here we go. One of the greatest comedic talents of a generation. He's a chocolate bar in a commercial for candy.
Did you know? I didn't really realize that the we've been under the spell of the anthropomorphic M&Ms for this long.
Since the 50s. Yeah.
Yeah. Like way, way longer. Like, this is something that's been grandfathered into our culture. It's not our fault that we didn't say yes to it because our parents said yes to it.
Yeah. No, just like everything, the boomers opened the door and
then
it was allowed to fester. So,
yep.
Yeah.
No, it's fucked up.
So it's not just, spokes candies and anthropomorphic candies. You also have heroes and villains.
Mm-hmm.
And the heroes, a lot of overlap with spokes candies,
the pretzel and the caramel,
and the
anthropomorphic candies.
Yeah. The villains end up being a little bit more,
villains are fucking incredible. When you go to the trending pages within villains, which are chocolate bar, Tia Carrera.
Yeah.
Unidentified hostage taking criminal. very, very good. Lost M&M's tribe?
The Lost M&M's tribe. Hey, just in case you were wondering, yes, candy can be racist.
Incredibly racist.
Yeah.
And you look at the man, the Lost M&M's tribe is real racist.
Extremely so. Like, there are bones through noses here.
From 2012.
Yep.
This is all bearing the lead with Mr. Runch, though.
I was going to camp out on Tia Carrera there for a little bit. Her being,
oh yeah, we can certainly. I think it's a little weird that Tia Carrera is one of their arch enemies.
Noted sex symbol Tia Carrera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but
she's a villain just because she takes a bite out of Yellow. She flirts with him, kisses him, and bites him.
Yeah. Which is the kind of thing when you're having sex, but you're also a candy. Like, that is the risk.
It is. They expect me not to be tempted? I'm Tia Carrera. I get it whenever I want. Yeah.
Mr. Runch is the villain of M&M's Break'em.
Yep.
On the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah. And on the DS. It's a puzzle game. You're trying to stop Mr. Runch, a rotten and dangerous peanut, fiercely determined on being one of the M&Ms.
And this has led to the Urban Dictionary entry, Mr. Runch Slam, which is stuffing your partner's hole with M&Ms, then going down on them hard. I want a Mr. Runch Slam, the green M&M.
Ah!
I love Mr. Run.
Mr. Run is so good. There are no extant pictures of Mr. Runch, so we might be getting
group. Oh yeah, there are.
Are there?
Yeah. Here, let me put some. They're not like super clear, but okay. You can see what he looks like. I put it in the Slack here. These are the sprites of him from the video game.
Okay. Here we go. Oh yeah, he's like a big dumb caveman peanut, kind of hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hairy peanut's pretty cursed. It's something in a hairy peanut.
He looks like a testicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's basically a testicle.
Huh.
There's also the very mysterious section of this wiki for humans, which you think would just encapsulate everything else.
Yep. Now, included in the humans is Steven Weber, star of the television show Wings.
Yeah. Bringing it all back.
Yeah.
Steven Weber is an M&M's character appearing as himself. He mostly believes in talking M&M's. No more. There's no more additional information.
Nope. Mostly believes. Yeah. I like that there's doubt. I like that it's a matter of faith.
Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of faith involved in M&Ms. We've been talking a lot of shit about M&Ms, or a lot of just confusion about M&Ms.
Yeah.
I'm going to go as far as say, and nobody at me, because I know there's no ethical consumption under capitalism. Company makes this garbage. I know. I think M&Ms have a really high batting average in terms of like variations. Mm-hmm. If you had a bowl that was every type of M&M,
yeah,
I think you have a really good, like a better chance of grabbing a good tasting M&M than if you had a bowl of like every kind of Reese's peanut butter cup product.
Yes.
You know, or something like that. Like even a bad, like the worst M&Ms, maybe like the brownie ones are not that great.
Yeah.
But they're not horrible. Like an M&M or a plain M&M, it's not very good.
Yeah,
but M&Ms are pretty good.
A plain M&M has no reason to exist. Is kind of the thing. I would go as far as to say that a peanut M&M is probably one of the perfect foods.
Yes,
and it is one of the things. I mean, like peanuts are just like that was like the you know kind of healthy snack that I liked. Just you know peanuts, roasted peanuts, right? Mm-hmm. And now I can't eat them really. Because of, you know, what I've discovered is a really bad allergy to them that, it wrecks up my digestion. We've talked about this, but, losing the ability to just straight up eat a bag of peanut M&Ms, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah. They're really good. I love peanut butter M&Ms. The pretzel ones are good.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met an M&M variant that I think is like awful.
The crunchy M&Ms are good. That kind of has the puffed rice thing inside. Yeah.
Yeah. They do good work.
Mm-hmm.
The almond ones are good. I guess I don't like the minis. And as characters, the minis look like little shits. Like this is what happens when the green M&M gives birth to a litter or a clutch. things.
It's going to be a clutch.
Yeah. Like just like an egg set.
They just erupt and swarm. Swarm and consume.
It's like Meyer Lurks.
Oh,
like yeah. You're hanging around the M&M factory and you start hearing some splish splashing and it's like a little nestlet, you know,
they're kind of portrayed as like a green goo, or not green goo, gray goo kind of thing, because like mm-hmm. they're a threat once they start being, erupting and going about their thing. You have to stop them because they do swarm.
Yeah. You gotta be careful.
Yeah. I did find a page that is just a list of all the different kinds you can you can get. Reminded me of one that I really love, the mint and the mint crisp M&Ms.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What seems less good? Bubblegum.
No, stop it.
Bubblegum M&Ms.
Nuts and gum together at last. No. Yeah,
grody. Just absolutely incredible shit.
Yeah.
Orange
M&Ms sound good.
That's interesting. I would definitely give that a chance.
You ever had you've had the chocolate oranges, right? That candy that you smash.
You had to brain somebody with.
Yep.
Like you have to disown an heir. Open it, like, you know, rub this obelisk and then have them come in there and ask about their inheritance. And then you smash their head in with it.
Yep. It's the only treat that demands violence as tribute.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Those are good.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed in the big M&Ms.
Big up.
Because they're 55% bigger. What? And an M&M is very tiny. Like, I want an M&M that eats like a burger. You know?
Can I get something in an all-day M&M?
Yeah. I just want to, like, slowly work on an M&M or have one M&M that I keep in my pocket that, like, is going to get me through an entire day at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
You know?
And you just buy one at the entrance, and then it works you there. I saw something here that sounds absolutely delicious. White chocolate carrot cake M&Ms.
See, I could see that being way too sweet. I don't trust people with white chocolate.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm really emphasizing the carrot cake in that. So I'm imagining the white chocolate and the carrot cake kind of cinnamon flavor working together, you know, like the white chocolate almost acting like the cream cheese frosting. But yeah, white chocolate is disgusting. And, yeah, they probably, the ratio is probably off.
The ideal version of that would be good.
Yes.
Something I learned from this is that, you know how, Kit Kats are like, they take those really far in Japan.
Yes.
You know, like Japan has a lot of different things. M&Ms are like that for Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're the ones that have the bubble gum. They also have something called Lamington M&Ms, apparently is an Australian dessert.
Huh.
Made of sponge that sometimes, I'm sure that's supposed to be sponge cake.
Yeah.
That's sometimes filled with jam and then coated with chocolate, sprinkled in coconut.
Huh.
Like, if you look at the picture of them, I've seen this kind of thing before, a Lamington.
Yeah. Cake. It's like a snack cake. Like the American, like Hostess version would be like a zebra cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At least in configuration.
There are also, this is not Australian, but there's chili nut M&Ms. Information's coming soon, but I like a spicy mixed with chocolate thing. I would be really curious about chili nut M&Ms.
Yeah. Cinnamon M&Ms sound good. Fuck, man. I need to go and get some M&Ms.
Same. Like,
yeah.
You can get chili nut M&Ms. I can order them right now.
Ooh.
I am curious.
Yeah.
I must know. Yeah. Yeah. Good shit, man. I it's a good candy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, except when they turn bad, like gray imposter M&Ms.
Yeah, I don't care for the ditto of M&Ms. What's wrong with this one? I can't.
Did you know that's a controversial joke?
No, tell me more.
No, just in discussions about The Simpsons online that I have, you know, been privy to. Like this popped up in like The Simpsons meme thread in Something Awful, where it's just like it's kind of similar to the have you ever seen a guy say goodbye to a shoe? And Homer says yes once, you know, kind of like that. Like, is Homer referring to the fact that he just saw Hank Scorpio do that? People like argue about it. People arguing about what is actually wrong with that Oreo that he takes a bite of is a thing that like just people get cranky about it.
It's weird. People also get controversial about the Ralph Wiggum like sleep. That's where I'm a Viking.
We've had a disagreement about this. Yeah, we've had a disagreement about this.
Oh, we're on different sides of that conflict.
I mean, only mildly.
What remind me?
Initially, I had thought sleep. That's where I'm a Viking. Like, oh, I'm really good at sleep.
But oh yeah, you're one of those.
Initially, I was one of those. Like when I was a kid, when I first watched those episodes. Now I know that he has dreams about being a Viking.
Yeah, it's still a controversy.
Yeah,
it's still an active argument that's happening among Simpsons fans.
Yeah. I think the internet was a mistake, but
everyone being able to voice any opinion they have at all times to everyone.
Oh, all of us being locked in the same room together forever.
Yeah. They should have known, you know,
regional VBSs were probably the way to go about it. Like we wouldn't have met, but also
takes a BBS to raise a, you know.
I mean, we've been beating around the bush on this wiki, but the prime example of just why fandom is a treasure for this entire world is the pretzel guy entry, specifically the behind the scenes header.
Yeah, he's one of the anthropomorphic candies. He's not a smokes candy.
Mm-hmm.
His so he's voiced by Maurice LaMarche.
Yep.
he looks at his phone. He's kind of bored.
Yeah.
You know? He's a friend to the orange, you know, not an M&M. But then there's a behind the scenes section of this where there are three important points.
One, he is voiced by the legendary Maurice LaMarche.
Yep. Two, pretzel. Full sentence.
Three, a meme went viral calling him sick in the head.
Yeah, huh. What meme is that?
Meme
where this anthropomorphic cell phone checking pretzel is sick in the head.
he's writing a blog post or a tweet. It was like, see where he says, some people call me sick in the head. Eminem, I had it before, but
while you're doing that, I went to the discussion section of this wiki and found Connor Brown's post from a couple month ago, Crip or Blood part two, because part one got deleted and you have to choose whether the blue M&M or the red M&M, which one's a Crip and which one's a Blood.
Okay.
And then game is rigged. To be honest, I left the internet for a year. I'm not coming back. I might do a little cleaning up on the styles because the wiki's changed. Probably not. No responses.
I mean, is it a discussion? Like, are there multiple people involved, or is this the work of a lone maniac?
It's a message board where nobody is responding to anyone else.
Oh, yeah. Just like on GameFAQs.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
And there is some hotbed of the M&M redesign and green M&M being less sexy.
Okay. Well, of course, because people would be, you know, Googling and see like, okay, where can I take this fucking culture war thing? Where, you know,
yeah.
What can I defile with this discussion? Yeah.
As many as you know, M&M's as a franchise is mostly held up by the amazing video games. That's why we need to ping fandom staff for mid-file support next month. I don't want to convert the MIDIs to MP3s. I'm working on my own wiki project that's decentralized. We're on a front end with as much HTML, CSS, and JavaScript with a back end PHP and SQL. Lol, noob. This is the same guy who left.
Oh.
He's got a little chart here about the M&M wiki paradise he wants to create. He just did this post that's like, who's with me?
Huh.
And then nobody did it. And that's why he's quitting the internet.
Huh.
That's a sad little story. Game is rigged.
This game is rigged. He put the system on trial. He just, nobody was as passionate as he was. Huh.
Yeah, finally, a web-based solution for M&M wiki.
Just very specifically applicable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Does anyone know how to clean an M&M's Colorworks dispenser? good thing to know how to do.
I guess. Oh, that just reminds me of the
candy vending machines. Like those vending machines where you get a handful of M&Ms.
Oh yeah.
Just and they're ancient.
Fucking gross.
Mummified M&Ms, ancestors of these characters.
I ate so much candy out of those things as a kid. Dude. Because my parents should have known better.
Yeah. Here's a quarter and have half a handful of Boston baked beans.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, here's a quarter. Those sweet tarts aren't supposed to be chewy, but they are now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, only things that have enough sugar in them to be permanently preserved. so weird. So absolutely unsanitary.
Yeah. I'm happy that all of those that I see nowadays are just the bubble toy things, you know, little gotcha kind of dealies. Yeah. The pretzel meme, the sick in the head. It's just a screenshot from the wiki. And it has the quote, "Listen, buddy, I'm not too thrilled about this either." For a quote from the commercial, and then like the description as pretzel guy as a mentally sick in the head character who, and then it cuts off. So somebody made a joke. Sorry. You just, God, this episode is probably,
I mean, you know, we're doing our best. We're not doing our best. No, we're doing okay.
We're doing okay. No, the thing that brought up that came to mind when you talked about the dispenser thing was the wall of candy at Notch's mansion that he bought.
Oh yeah.
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 Which is like immediately like that's way too much candy for a person who never has He doesn't have friends. Never
share it with anybody.
Yeah, he's not going to share it. Like, this is not a, it's not a Garfield party house. That candy's going to go terribly bad. And you're going to have rats and bugs and stuff. Yeah. A nuisance is what it is. The image that you just shared to me with was a skyscraper wrapping advertisement where it's, you know, the M&M characters, you know, stand there doing their thing, but the slogan is, we're putting cum inside M&Ms instead of caramel.
Yeah, it's been photoshopped.
Yes,
somehow. I like the declarative statement.
Yes.
If we go through Game Is Rigged, this is a GameFAQs style weirdo that we have found.
Okay.
This person who's made it their own quest to make a better M&Ms wiki. Back in 2020, when I asked to be admin, I said I would do some cleanup. I deleted an obscure page about Dorothy Gale. At first, I was not sure if I was right, but now I'm going to remove all the iconic characters from other franchises like Star Wars or Gecko because there's no relation to the brand and it should be explained on the page, not its own article. Thank you for reading. If you find unrelated brand pages, please mark them with the delete template and I will view them. And then we get to see his whole thing about how, like, he makes all the promises to the change he's going to make if he becomes mod.
Okay.
And he quits.
And then he quits. I can't find any of this because wikis are inscrutable to me.
Yeah. They're not good. The way that this is laid out, fandom, we talked about this website a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's good because we get some weirdos, but.
Okay. So here's the forum. Oh yeah. We get this weirdo who asked him to be the moderator.
He asked to be a moderator.
He asked.
And
to be
he's the person who started the, like, in the forum, the first five posts in the forum are him.
Yeah. Huh.
Oh my God. This is depressing to me.
Yeah.
Andrew Gaming 08. I added lore and backstory to Yellow's page.
Thanks, bud.
And then this site looks safe. Kind of funny. He needed more content on his page.
Yeah. Huh. No, a lot of this is folks just sharing memes. Huh.
Yeah. There's one guy who's taking it seriously. Everyone else is just sharing memes. One person is the hero we need here.
Oh, so Game Is Rigged is his username. I thought that was like his farewell. You know, him slamming the door on the way out. Game Is Rigged.
Dark foreshadowing.
Why'd I bother?
Him slamming the door on his way out is where he says the post, to be honest, of January of this fucking year that he posted in the forum, important.
Oh, God.
He's not coming back.
Someone fix the top nav. Oh, no. don't label anything important, please. For the love of God.
It's a message board thing here. So things can either be important or just general.
Nothing.
None of this is important.
None of it's important.
Four posts and four replies in the important forum on the M&M's wiki. Fucked up.
Why? Why are the feminine M&Ms sexy? Sexy is censored where the star over the E. Mm-hmm. For Miss Brown, sexy sophistication. And for Miss Pink, sexy boots. Ahem. What? Does Alice, your waiter, the person who made this this edit on May a month and a half ago, do they think that it's that it's the editors who have sexualized the M&Ms? Because there's somebody in a boardroom who decided, I want people to want to fuck this candy.
Yeah. Yeah. Specifically Tucker Carlson.
Yeah. Thought that was a Minnie Mouse that he was taking exception to, or was that part of the overall?
It was part of the overall thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's just upset that that cartoons aren't being drawn
with
clear camel toes anymore.
Okay. All right. So I'm
camel toe.
I'm seeing the comparison of the designs here. The comparison of the design, the body looks exactly the same. The difference is that Green M&M is no longer wearing sexy go-go boots.
It's not having the fuck me heels. Yeah, but then they introduced the brown M&M who is.
Yeah, she's wearing like regular, you know, kind of high heels. I got no idea how to judge this, but like the body is exactly the same. She even still has, like, they both even still have the feminine lips. I don't understand people.
It's almost as if conservative culture war grifters are fucking making it up.
You don't have
to make up grievances. No, you think it's, he seems like he's operates in good faith.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to disagree with your detective there. Work there, Rick.
I just haven't seen this Mrs. Brown before. And it's weird that they didn't do anything to Mrs. Brown's sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anything, she is more sexy now.
She looks exactly the same. The two images are the same.
Maybe I'm just more susceptible to her. Okay. maybe it's her personality now.
Yeah. Do you think it was intentional?
Like, be a better mother.
She
seems like a provider. Okay.
You're being sapiosexual.
Yeah. I'm a sapiosexual for Eminem. Okay. I don't care about what kind of thing is under their shell.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to their intelligence. It's why I want to have sex with the blue Eminem.
Do you think it was intentional that they made the green M&M the sexy one, when it was the urban legend that the dye on the green M&Ms was it was an aphrodisiac, right?
I don't know which one came first, but I think that connection is really clear. But it could have also been the green M&M was made sexy and that's where the rumor came from.
I'm not sure which is the cart and which is the horse.
I will say that after eating M&Ms, I don't usually get turned on. I'm pretty sure I've been incidentally horny after eating an M&M, but there's no causal relationship between the two.
Yeah, probably the horny train got started, and then you ate some M&Ms, and then the horny train arrived where it was going to go.
Yeah, or I was using M&Ms like saltpeter to beat down the horny. Like, I was a little bit horny, and I was it's called an edible cold shower.
Oh, is that a thing? Is that really?
No. If I eat a bunch of chocolate, I'm not necessarily in the mood to fuck. I get all like bloaty and farty. It's not has nothing to do with green M&Ms.
Right? Yeah, I guess
it's the candy sex.
But I had no idea. You know, I assume there are people for whom being horny is a problem. But just for there to be a term like, oh, just go ahead and eat something. Kind of like if you're angry, it might just be because you need to drink water. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always weird to me. Like, I was thinking about this the other day about cold showers.
Okay.
Like, if you're in a position where you can take a cold shower, jerk off.
That might be what that's referring to.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, but in movies and stuff, they show people actually do the cold shower. Maybe that was always just like a euphemism for running the shower to cover your masturbation noises.
Yeah. I've got no idea about the etymology of that particular phrase, but I just always figured the shower was a euphemism or a cover. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, just go be alone. Take a shower.
Care of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's not, like it can be, you can get horny at inconvenient times, but there's a really easy and relatively quick way to take care of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not an unsolvable problem. Like, science has an answer for it.
You know? we've worked in labs for decades to reach a point.
Down at NASA and figured out a way out of this. You know,
it cost them $13 trillion to arrive at the conclusion crank it, just pull on it a little bit.
Yeah, you're space age plastics involved in learning powerful jelking technology.
That's why they call it Astrolube.
Yeah, exactly.
Astroglide, exactly. Rather. Sorry. Astrolube is that's the only version I could afford growing up.
Aww. We have Astroglide at home.
Oh man.
Anywho.
Yeah. I spent more time trying to get this game to work than I did actually playing it.
It's pretty wretched.
Yeah.
It's not worth your time. And kart racers tend to be, have a minimum seal of quality.
Yeah.
To them, like they tend not to be so bad.
Even the Garfield cart was like, oh, this is functional at the very least.
Yeah, more fun than this.
Yes,
this might be the worst kart racer we've done.
It's pretty bad. Yeah,
real bummer. Thanks everybody for listening. We appreciate you.
Yeah,
What can they do cool?
Well, if they like the show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, kick us a few bucks a month. That supports your boys, supports the network and the show. Also gets you bonus content. You get 2 bonus episodes of the show per month under the Exquisite Suffering Initiative. And you can vote on what those episodes cover.
Yeah. And you should make your voice heard. Mm-hmm. Check out the other shows you have access to if you are a patron. And tell your friends.
Please do.
Leave ratings and reviews.
Mm-hmm. It's all good.
It's all good. Yeah, and until next time, what should they do?
Until next time, stay easy, stay queasy.